God has entrusted me to myself. God has entrusted me to myself. How wonderful it is to realize that God has entrusted me to myself. Do I know who I am? Do I know what I want to be? Do I know where I'm going? Do I know who this is that God has entrusted me to? Me, to myself. To be myself and have fun. To be myself and live my life in the grandest, most wonderful, fantastic way that anyone can ever do it. And this is who I am. That's the self that I am. Now, as I live myself, what sort of a person am I being? As I live myself, what sort of a dream do I have about myself? What sort of realization do I have about myself? What sort of a goal do I have about myself? Do I have goals? Think of that phrase, God has entrusted me to myself. This great philosopher said that many, many hundreds of years ago. And as he said this, he spoke his word of truth and magnificence. He spoke his word for each one of us, that God has entrusted me to myself. Now, who is this me? This me is a person that says, I like me. This me is a person that says, I don't like me. This me is a person that says, I am God. This me is a person that says, I am human. I am not divine. Now, what is the person that you are talking? What is the person that you are realizing who you are? What is the person that you are saying of yourself that this is important for you? What is that person? Is that person a person that knows the reality about you, the truth about you, the glory about you, the magic about you? Is that who that person is? Well, I believe it is. I believe it is because I believe God has entrusted me to myself. And therein, I do all sorts of beautiful things. As I walk along the pathways of life, I see everything in divine order. As I look at my human physical body, I say all is in divine order. I say this body is the temple of the living spirit. As I look at who I am, who God has entrusted me to be myself, who is this self of me? This self of me is the glory of the magic of being. The self of me is the wonder of all that is. This self of me is who I am and who I always will be. God has indeed entrusted me to myself because no one else can do the job in me, on me, for me, except me. And as I realize this, as I know this, and as I live this, I act in a very positive, dynamic, wonderful way. I act in a very beautiful, magnificent way, and I know that I am that I am. Can you say that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? Can you be that for yourself? Can you live in your life the beautiful soul that you are? Can you live in your being the beautiful being that you are? Can you know all about yourself in the most wonderful way that you are? I believe you can. I know I'm doing my very best at it. Whenever I forget and say I am not doing something beautiful, I stop and say, hey, I'm pronouncing the facts of my life. I am pronouncing me to myself. I am pronouncing I am good. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I pronounce that God has entrusted me to myself, to be myself, to live myself. God has entrusted me to myself. Now, how wonderful that is, how great that is, how fantastic that is. Every day, every moment of every day, it's up to me to proclaim that all is good and very good. Every day, every moment of every day, it's up to me to proclaim that I am divine, that I am whole and perfect, that I am fantastic. It's up to me to proclaim that God has given me the opportunity to speak my word God has given me and entrusted me to myself. God has entrusted me to myself, and that's the truth. Am I ready to take that trust and run with that trust and live with that trust? Can I at any moment ever deny that trust? Can I at any moment ever deny that I am divine and I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that I am being all that I am? Can I at any moment deny that? If I ever do deny that, what happens to me? If I ever do deny that, I am not living to the highest and best that's within me. I am not living to the genius that I am. I'm not living to the glory that I am. I'm not living to the allness that I am. And if I'm not living to the allness that I am, then I might as well stop living. Because if I'm going to go any other direction than to my highest and best, if I'm going to go any other direction than to being divine, if I'm going to go any other direction than being the allness that I am, the allness that God has entrusted me to myself to be, and that is to be good and very good, to be glorious and very glorious, and to be wonderful and very wonderful, that's who I am, and that's what I am, and that's all I am, and that's all I care about. That's all I care about. So, think about that. When you live your life in the beautiful way that you live your life, when you live your life in the fabulous way you live your life, when you live your life in the magnificent way you live your life, then everything comes up roses. Everything comes up beautiful. Everything comes up divine. Everything comes up as all that God would expect of you to be. Your highest and your best, your most wonderful, your most beautiful, your most fulfilling, your most rewarding, your most delightful. You are the divine, and that's all you are. You are the good, and that's all you are. What is your highest and best? What is my highest and best? The highest and best is that which is totally fantastic. It's totally fulfilling to you and to everyone in your world. It's reflecting outwardly the purity of the divine that you are within you. And nothing more. Nothing more. You're only reflecting out the highest and best, the divine that is within you. And when you reflect out of your life the divine that is within you, then everything you do and everything you are will be that divine, will be that marvelous expression that you are, will be the allness, your highest and best. Claim this every moment of every day. I live in my spiritual beingness. I live in my highest and best. I live in the divine that is me and that I am. I live in this divine, and that's all I know. That's all I am, and that's all I can ever be. To live in this divine. Oh, yes. That's really what it is. God has entrusted me to myself. And the curious way he said that was speaking from the depth of his heart and the depth of his soul. And he said, God has entrusted me to myself. So, myself is my highest and best. Myself is my glorious beingness. Myself is who I am. Myself is the fantastic person that I am. Myself is the happy person that I am. Myself is the wholeness person that I am. Whole and perfect. Glorious in every possible way. And that's all that I am. That's all that I know. That's all that I can ever be. And that's all that you can ever be. You are good now. You are divine now. You are glorious now. You are fantastic now. You are that which you are now. And nothing else makes any difference in your life except to be yourself and to have fun. I had a birthday recently, and one of our students and friends in Africa wrote and said, "You are doing just wonderful. You are doing just fine. You are being yourself and having fun, and I love you. And what a glorious thing to say about me and to say about himself. And I appreciate that recognition and being seen for what I am. Have a lovely day. And let every day be your birthday, and mine is my birthday. And every day,